Welcome to the Two Grumpy Men, C. Grooms and Bobby May in the building.
Yes, yes, what it do?
Yeah, we out
back
here.
On the check it.
Word. Back in effect for real. If you ain't know, you better ask somebody.
Follow us on IG, Two Grumpy Men.
Word. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got the preliminaries out the way. Thank you to all the followers and listeners. All right, there was one bill I do remember on the first day. There was the transgender bill. Mm-hmm. Woke me up a little bit, you know what I mean? Because I said, damn, not that it was signed on the first day or that it got even signed per se. It was like, here's my view on that. If you're going to, I understand equality for all and this and that, but here's the thing that's missing. When you have men who transition, they say they are women now, and they go and they play women's sports, mm-hmm. they are at an extreme advantage, whether it's wrestling, boxing. We've seen those effects. You know, we've seen some boxing matches got pretty ugly, you know what I mean? Track and field, you know, if you're going to do that, there's two things I could say. If you're going to do that, you got to test the testosterone levels to make sure that they're not still physically, you know, men, you know what I mean? Or boys. Like, you can't have men racing against women or wrestling against women. Like, it's an unfair advantage if you're not going to do the testosterone level test. You just failing the sport. Like, you doing, it's like bullshit. You know, that's one thing. Or else, if you want to have equality, then you create a transgender league. Mm-hmm. You know, where everybody is transgender and they do their thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it still gets kind of murky if you do that, because you still going to have the male and the female. Like, who used to be male, who used to be female. But at least if a bunch of males who are now females, let them compete against each other. You understand? That makes it fair to me. I don't know. What's your view on that? Because that was like, I'm seeing it too much in high school. It bothers me.
Wow. I think
just a take. You know, just a thought.
I think it's definitely crazy. I think that's crazy. It's straight up. I mean, like, you can't have a person that was a male transforming into a female, then all of a sudden you think they lost all their strength? They lost all their physical ability? Like, yeah, I get it. You giving them hormones and things to make them more feminine, but that doesn't take away their natural strength. Like, I mean, we seen it in racing. They, you know, I mean, some women are faster than men. That can happen. That can happen. That's true. Like, there are track stars that's faster than other male track stars. You know what I mean? Women.
No doubt. No doubt.
But when you open this type of floodgate, now who's gonna pay for the ramifications when in sports like basketball, you know, contact sports, and the strength becomes a major issue. And I mean, we seen it happen in boxing. I mean, literally knocked the woman out.
Yeah, that was ugly.
It's definitely not equal. I don't care what kind of transformation it's not equal. It's not going to be equal. It's not going to be equal, and it's crazy. That's what I have to tell you. It's crazy.
Nah, it's crazy. Just based on what you just said. Like, come on.
People are going to get hurt. Like, come on. You think in high school? So all of a sudden, dude can't make the team now. He wants to go join the girls' team. I mean, you basically living out the movie, like, you know what I mean, Juana Man or some shit. Like,
nah, that's facts. I mean,
like, it's dangerous. I mean, you're not gonna put your kids up against somebody that's definitely, you know, stronger than, and that is not on their level. I mean, yeah, you can be a talented, athletic person and just be gifted, more gifted than your fellow comrades. But this is like to an extreme different level, though. I mean, do you remember that boxing video?
Yeah, I do remember that. That's what made it come to mind, you know, because of that.
It was crazy.
Like she almost got her face broken.
Son,
it was real bad.
Look at when you remember Layla Ali when she was fighting other women. Yeah, they, you know, you get bruised up, but you're getting punched in the face.
No doubt, punched
in the face. But it's not the same. That's the problem. Like, I agree with you that if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But you're going to need your own league. You cannot compete against other women. That's like, okay, so basically you're saying if you're going to do it that way, so then if a woman transforms into a man,
mm-hmm.
you're saying she could play in the league against men.
Right. Well, I mean, but then, we see, the funny thing is, when we start talking about strength and anything like that, we're not talking about ability, the ability of the person who can play. Mm-hmm. I guess what rung into my head was, I was thinking about sports like wrestling and boxing, you know, because that's what came to mind, you know, because I see that there are guys who, you know, maybe they didn't do well in boxing, and they want to go, you know, whatever. I think it's the fine print. I need to see the fine print on what is the process for you to say, all right, I'm a woman now. If you was a man, you'd be like, I'm a woman. Do you have a testing protocol in place? Mm-hmm. You know, are you going to test to see that the hormones have been, you know, dissipating? And if so, for how long? You know, all of those things need to come into play because, you know, all it takes is, like you said, we talked about the movie Juana Man. Yeah, it was a comedy. It was funny. But in reality, the way that the world is set up now, where you can be whatever you want to be, nobody can tell you anything. And that's the real deal. Like, nobody can't tell you that you're not a woman, even if you look like a man, and vice versa. Nobody can't tell you shit. That's just how it is. So even on face value, you know, you walk down the street, yeah, I look black, but, yo, I'm a white man. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can't tell you nothing. So if you feel like this is what you are, and you stand strong on that, and your parents stand strong on that, and they put you go out for the girls' basketball team in high school, you know, when do you stop? And I'm just using basketball as an example for that, because I don't know too many sports where the woman who's a woman right now is going to cross over and be a man. I don't know too many sports where they're going to dominate physically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why we're using the reverse, because the reverse makes more sense to me when you start talking about sports and violence, because sports is, a, you know, it's contact. Like, it's
that's
real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying is that then, so sport, like, say, for instance, a sport like football. You're going to go out there and allow that you can be talented. You can have the best hands. I mean, literally, she can turn into a man, have the best hands, fast, everything. But can you take that hit? Are you going to be able to take them hits?
Yo, that's tough, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that one, my man.
Are you prepared to take that hit? I mean, because you're allowing them to come in. You're allowing transgender male turning into women to play in women's sports. But they never said a woman turning into a man can play in a man's sport. I didn't hear that.
So, I mean, the bill is the bill. You know, you got to go both ways.
So I'm guessing, okay. But how many of them do you think going to do that?
Where I don't know. It seems like it's men doing it the other
exactly.
way.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's easier for you to go over to that side and dominate. But it's harder for a woman to come over and become a man and go dominate and play football, basketball, or sport, you know, where it's going to be
true.
Contact. You know what
true.
I'm saying?
That's why I brought it up, because I was just kind of – it turned me off. I was like – The hypocrisy of it all is it bothers me.
We've been saying this since last year, May. They don't give a fuck about the people. They showing you they don't give a fuck about the people.
Yo, we need to get the ladies back on. They die. Well, they die to get back on. We definitely go get them back on.
I'm sure they hear what we said.
Oh shit, that's
they're gonna
true.
Be more than really here. Tell them
where they can reach us. Where can you reach us? Anchor.fm /2grumpy. Go ahead. Where else we at?
On IG, 2grumpy men. I mean, we on Patreon. I mean, if you know us, if you on Facebook, you could hit us to get in the group. We love to hear from you. If you got something to contribute to the conversations, we on Apple. We on Spotify. We all over, man. We everywhere. You know.
Yeah, IG, the real 2grumpy men. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, man.
The other platforms, I'll make sure that I edit it to let you know, there was some stuff left out.
We can't afford to have these censors keep censoring us and shit. We out here, man. We got love for everybody, man. Come talk with us.
So, yo, the 2grumpy men, we out of here. Peace.